son tus camaradas.
You have just listened to Karining Rhythm, interpreted by Stikvar and song by Karining Attack. Karining is usually played solo or group, which consists of 2 until 5 players. One of them is arranger of the tone or rhythm. In the past in Chiawi, Karining was played together with takokak, or instrument which looks like leaf. Conventionally, according to Abaolot, there are 4 types of tone in playing Karining, namely, tonggeret, kogundangan, pereogan, and iring-iringan. Karining can be collaborated with various genres of modern music. It is one of ways of Karining's founding artists to preserve traditional music.
Bisa untuk mengiringi musik apapun atau berkolaborasi dengan jenis musik apapun, gitu. Asal tune atau nada-nadanya dikompromikan. Jadi saya selama ini saya nggak senang kalau ada bilang Karining tidak bernada. Sebenarnya bukan tidak bernada. Nenek moyang kita itu kan sendiri-sendiri.
It can accompany any kinds of music if the tones are compromised. I'm unhappy if anyone says that Karining does not have tone. Actually, it is not tone. In the past, our ancestors made it individually and there was no agreement about the sound. So Karining has tone, but the name of the tones is not identified. As identification of the nation, we have to preserve the traditional arts. We have to keep it. So young people must be aware that we are Sundanese who have to preserve our instrument.
From Jakarta, Indonesia, here is Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our program through shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz. Online streaming, voanews.id, and RRI Digital Mobile Application. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
From Indonesia to the world.
This is Ray with the news. First, the headlines. Indonesian President Prabowo and United Arab Emirates President Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan discuss peace efforts in Gaza. Indonesia and other nations force Israel to walk out of World Parliamentary Session. And now the news in details. Indonesian President Prabowo specifically consulted with United Arab Emirates President Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan regarding the latest geopolitical dynamics in the region, including peace efforts in Gaza. Dora Pardede has the details.
The President of the Republic of Indonesia, Prabowo Subianto, met with the President of the United Arab Emirates, Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan, at the Qasr Al Shatieh Palace, Abu Dhabi, on Wednesday to discuss various strategic issues. In his press statement, President Prabowo said that he specifically consulted with President Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan regarding the latest geopolitical dynamics in the region. President Prabowo also emphasized the importance of dialogue between countries to find a peaceful solution to the ongoing conflict.
Saya konsultasi tentunya dengan berbagai perkembangan geopolitik.
I consult, of course, with various geopolitical developments. We want to get inputs, thoughts, views from leaders in this region. Of course, we all think about how we can help resolve the conflict in this region, in Gaza and its surroundings.
Konflik di kawasan ini di Gaza dan sekitarnya.
President Prabowo also emphasized that Indonesia continues to be committed to creating peaceful solution through a diplomatic approach. Therefore, intensive communication and consulting with world leaders is very important. On that occasion, President Prabowo revealed that President Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan plans to visit Indonesia again. President Prabowo also welcomed the planned visit. Dara Pardede for Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Indonesia Minister of Foreign Affairs Sugiono Thursday said that the time for evacuating Gazans to Indonesia will be determined after consultations have been carried out with various related parties. According to him, consultations are still being carried out in conjunction with Indonesia's domestic preparation to receive the arrival of Gazans. In an official statement received in Jakarta on Thursday, he said that the Indonesian government is currently consulting with various countries, especially the Palestinian government, to ensure that all these steps are fully carried out in the interest of the Palestinian people and receive support from the countries in the region. Previously, President Prabowo Subianto conveyed Indonesia's readiness to receive Gazans who have suffered injuries and trauma to undergo recovery in Indonesia. President Prabowo even stated his readiness to send a plane to pick up the Gazans and estimated that the number of Gazans to be evacuated would reach 1,000 people for the first wave. Related to this, Minister Sugiono emphasized that the presence of Gazans in Indonesia would be temporary and was not intended to move the Palestinians from their homeland. He also stated that Indonesia rejects any attempts to relocate or move Palestinians from their homeland, saying that any attempts to change the demography of Gaza is a violation of international law. The next news. The Indonesian House of Representatives and representatives from various countries successfully forced the Israeli delegation to walk out from the 105th Inter-Parliamentary Union Assembly in Tashkent, Uzbekistan. It occurred during a session discussing a resolution related to Palestine issues. According to the House social media on Wednesday, the chairman of the Inter-Parliamentary Cooperation Agency of the House, Mardani Ali Serra, said the Indonesian delegation actively proposed and championed the resolution concerning Palestine alongside issues related to Myanmar.
Kita berhasil membuat delegasi Israel walk out.
We managed to make the Israeli delegation walk out because they completely lost it in the debate over the two-state solution for Palestine. This is the first. Usually, Israel and Western countries have the upper hand, but now the dominant issues is peace and desire for Palestinian independence. We are grateful that Indonesia is one of the most vocal and leading voices advocating for Palestinian independence. According to Mardani, these two issues are priorities in Indonesia foreign policy, making it a duty for the Indonesian House of Representatives to push for them through international parliamentary diplomacy. Mardani, a member of parliament from the Prosperous Justice Party, added that Indonesia played a role in the Peace and Security Committee during the session. The 115th IPU Assembly ran from Saturday, April 5th, and concluded on Wednesday. Continuing on, the Indonesian Air Force needs the latest main weapon system that is able to adapt to modern threats and current defense dynamics. More complete information to be delivered by Dora Pardede.
The Indonesian Air Force celebrated its 79th anniversary by holding a ceremony at the Air Force headquarters, Cilangkap, East Jakarta, Wednesday. Acting as the ceremony inspector, the Chief of Staff of the Air Force, Marshal Tony Haryono, said that the Indonesian Air Force needs the latest main weapon system that is able to adapt to modern threats and current defense dynamics. Marshal Tony Haryono said that the Indonesian Air Force main weapon system must also have high interoperability with the latest defense system, as well as have to power to guard national airspace. Tony Haryono also appreciated the government's great attention to the modernization of Indonesian military's defense equipment, where the Indonesian Air Force will gradually achieve the latest generation of fighter jets, modern radar systems, and other sophisticated defense equipment.
Kita patut bersyukur bahwa Presiden Republik Indonesia.
We should be grateful that President Prabowo Subianto has given great attention to the modernization of Indonesian Air Force's defense equipment. The Indonesian Air Force will gradually receive the latest generation of fighter jets, modern radar system, and other sophisticated defense equipment to increase deterrence as well as adaptive capabilities to face future challenges.
Menghadapi tantangan di masa depan.
Marshal Tony Harjono further explained that welcoming the arrival of the various latest defense equipment, the Air Force continues to make various preparations to ensure readiness in all aspects as well as possible. The Indonesian Air Force readiness is in the form of human resources, doctrinal adjustment, organizational validation, and defense infrastructure. According to Tony Haryono, with the readiness, it is hoped that the utilization of defense equipment can be maximized in increasingly complex modern warfare. Dora Pardede for Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
This news comes to you from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. The French Minister Delegate of Trade visits Indonesia to discuss future relations between Indonesia and France. Rama Shidki Pratama has more details.
The French Minister Delegate for Foreign Trade and French Living Abroad, Laurent Saint-Martin, visited Indonesia on Tuesday, April 8th and Wednesday, April 9th. In a press conference in Jakarta on Wednesday, Saint-Martin said that he had met with several Indonesian ministers to discuss the future of the relationship between Indonesia and France, particularly in the economic sector. These meetings were also aimed at preparing for the state visit of French President Emmanuel Macron, scheduled for the end of May. As you know, France and Indonesia have the opportunity to write beautiful pages together in the coming years, especially since the arrival of the new president and the formation of the new Indonesian government, which I had the chance to meet with several ministers. During all these very successful meetings, we discussed the strategic direction for both of our countries, the preparation for the Macron state visit, and addressed some concrete and specific issues that are part of my portfolio. During his visit to Indonesia, Minister Laurent Saint-Martin met with several Indonesian ministers, including the Deputy Minister of Creative Economy, Irene Umar, the Minister of Transportation, Dudi Purwagandhi, and the Minister of Investment and Downstreaming, Rosan Rosani. Additionally, he met with the French business community in Indonesia, which includes around 200 French companies. He also added that the current trade dynamics, including the reciprocal tariffs imposed by the US President Donald Trump, highlights the importance of diversifying the commercial partnerships between the two countries. Ramasiki Pratama reporting for Voice of Indonesia.
Chair of the Indonesian-Poland Parliamentary Cooperation Group, Dave Akbarsyah Vikarno Laksono, emphasized the importance of strengthening bilateral relations between Indonesia and Poland as a strategic step to face various international challenges. Ranov has the details.
Chair of the Indonesia-Poland Parliamentary Cooperation Group, Dev Akbarsyah Vikarno Laksono, emphasized the importance of strengthening bilateral relations between Indonesia and Poland as a strategic step to face various international challenges ranging from drastic political and economic shift to unresolved global conflict. The statement was delivered by Dev following a courtesy call from the Polish Parliament at the Interparliamentary Cooperation Agency Diplomacy Room, Nusantara III Building, House of Representatives, Senayan, Jakarta on Tuesday, April 8, 2025.
Nah, di sini Polandia bisa satu channeling kita.
Poland can serve as one of our key channels to lobby European Union countries and promote our products. We should reduce our dependence on the United States, especially considering the new tariffs recently imposed on both Indonesia and Poland. That's why we must think creatively, building new partnerships, developing new products, and opening up new markets.
Pikir kreatif untuk membuat kerjasama-kerjasama, menciptakan produk-produk baru. membuka market-market baru.
In his closing statement, Dave encouraged Indonesia to continue creating innovative products that align with global market demand, explore new export destinations, and foster mutually beneficial international cooperation.
Chair of Commission 6 of the Indonesian House of Representatives, Anggia Ermarini, responded to the United States reciprocal tariff policy on 60 countries, including Indonesia. More details from Ofra.
Chair of Commission 6 of the Indonesian House of Representatives, Anggia Ermarini, responded to the reciprocal tariff policy imposed by the United States on 60 countries, including Indonesia. In her statement on Thursday, Anggia said that Indonesian goods exported to the U.S. will now face a 32% import tariff. She described this situation as both a challenge and an opportunity for Indonesia to boost exports to other potential markets. She also emphasized the importance of keeping Indonesia's export value stable by targeting countries that truly need Indonesia's products.
In this situation, Indonesia must be more creative and look for ways to redirect export to other countries. For example, we can shift export destinations from the affected commodities to other markets. This effort is also important to keep Indonesia's trade balance stable by focusing on countries that require our products.
Furthermore, Anggia stated that several alternative export destinations can be considered. These include BRICS member countries that already have multilateral agreements with Indonesia. In addition, European markets, South Korea, Japan, Australia, and Pakistan can also become strategic trade partners that should be optimized through bilateral cooperation in response to the U.S. trade tariffs.
And coming up next, here's a commentary by Anna Trijayakasih entitled "President Prabowo Visits 5 Countries in the Middle East."
This is Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with commentary, and today is on President Prabowo Visits 5 Middle Eastern Countries. Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto made a state visit to 5 countries in the Middle East starting Wednesday, April the 9th. The first country visited by the president was the United Arab Emirates. President Prabowo Subianto met with the president of the United Arab Emirates, Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan, the Qasr Al Shati Palace, Abu Dhabi, Wednesday. In the meeting that lasted for approximately 2 hours, the two leaders discussed the current geopolitical and geoeconomic situation, especially after the United States issued its latest import tariff policy. On that occasion, President Prabowo Subianto and President Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan also discussed the war situation in Gaza. President Prabowo Subianto emphasized the importance of dialogue between countries to find a peaceful way out of the ongoing conflict. He also emphasized Indonesia's commitment to continue to create peaceful solutions through a diplomatic approach. For that reason, he said, intensive communication and consultation with world leaders are very important. At the end of the meeting, President Prabowo Subianto and President Mohammed bin Zayed witnessed the announcement of the result of cooperation between Indonesia and the United Arab Emirates, as stated in 8 memorandums of understanding and letters of intent that had been agreed upon and signed by both parties. From the United Arab Emirates, President Prabowo Subianto continued his visit to Turkey and was welcomed directly by the President of the Republic of Turkey, Recep Tayyip Erdogan, at the Esenboga International Airport, Ankara, Turkey, on Wednesday at around 7 p.m. local time. While in Turkey, President Prabowo Subianto carried out 2 main agendas in Ankara. First, delivering a speech at the Turkish Parliament building, and second, making a state visit to the presidential palace. After completing the agenda in Ankara, President Prabowo Subianto will continue his trip to Antalya to attend the Antalya Diplomatic Forum at the official invitation of the President of Turkey, Recep Tayyip Erdogan. The next countries in the president's state visit are Egypt, Qatar, and Jordan. Hopefully, the visit, which takes place amid global geopolitical and geoeconomic uncertainty, will produce real results in resolving regional and international issues.
Let me do something different.
Hello, right, baby girl. Let me see what you got.
Play my body, babe. It's like body change. It's like body change. I ain't gonna complain. I ain't gonna pretend. I got you, babe. I'm only in your brain.
It's
like my brain. Let me run that train. It's not a game where you can pause and save it. It's a Jumanji game where you got to play.
It's gonna be hydrating, you know. Be ready for some revolution.
Show we get red straight up to party. Listen to the sound, we can help you out. Always up in the streets of the South J Town. We in the studio with the superstar. With a lovely lady, I got on the phone. Somebody gotta call Mayday.
I get you so addicted.
You know I'm getting there.
And I didn't even try.
What?
This is the quote of the day. One can be great only when they manage the world into a better place. Bung Tomo. Bung Tomo is a national hero. He played a crucial role in maintaining Indonesian independence. He is known for his blazing spirit for revolution and consistency in fighting the colonizers. He moved through physical struggle and propaganda. Bung Tomo's famous speech burned the spirit of the youth and Islamic boarding school students. He also showed creativity in formulating strategy while showing honesty and integrity. And that's quote of the day.
Memang aku yang terlalu mencintai dirimu berlebihan. Memang aku yang terlalu mencintai dirimu berlebihan.
berlebihan. Hanyalah untukku. of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Listeners, some sad news that we just received today. The known senior musician Titiek Puspa has passed away. She just passed away today, and Thursday, 10th of April, 2025, where that news is being first known by the Ministry of Fadlizon. That's quoted by CNBC Indonesia. Well, the Kemenbud said, "Selamat jalan komposer and penyanyi legendaris Indonesia, Mbak Titiek Puspa Al-Fatihah," said the Kemenbud. That's the sad news, but let's continue on with this today's broadcast.
visiting a religious tourism destination in Semarang, Central Java, there is a Layur Mosque, which is worth visiting. The mosque with the green color is one of Semarang's religious heritage. The Layur Mosque was built in 1802 AD and is located in the area of Melayu Town, precisely on Layur Street, Badapsari Village. The mosque building has a land area of about 270 meters square. Visiting the Layur Mosque, you can pray solemnly in the mosque or relax in the shady courtyard of the mosque. The Layur Mosque was built by some merchants from Yemen who at that time lived in Semarang City. This mosque is also known as the Mosque of Melayu Town because it has a very tall tower. Formerly, the tower of this mosque was used as a lighthouse. Its function was to monitor the traffic of ships and large boats which crossed the Semarang River when the Semarang port was still in the Klemi boom, around Slekobrok Bridge. Over time, the lighthouse building in Layur Mosque was converted into a tower and mosque by local residents. Layur Mosque is an ancient mosque with architecture that combines Arabic, Malay, and traditional Javanese cultures. The characteristic of Arab-Malay culture can be seen from the tower and the dome-shaped gates. Meanwhile, the traditional Japanese styles can be seen from the mosque roof, which is shaped like three roofs supported by thick wood pillars. Interestingly, in this mosque there is a belief still held by local communities. Only male worshippers can enter and pray at this mosque.
Voice of Indonesia.
Last February 26, we already launched the national campaign with the theme of Indonesia for Palestine, solidarity, real action, and new hope. So this launch of the national campaign is in almost involving more than 33 Indonesian NGOs active in humanitarian assistance. So actually, we already get some information, get some hope. Other Indonesia humanitarian organization also has their own initiative, such as Basnas. They have initiative to build the Indonesian village in Gaza. And from Mercy, they will also renovate the destruction in Indonesian hospital in North Gaza. So this is in terms of humanitarian assistance, along with the continuous distribution of the emergency humanitarian. But from our side, from the government, politically, of course, we will continue to support the cause of Palestine. Palestinians in all forums that we have access, bilaterally, multilaterally, and also with cooperation with many stakeholders under the UN, such as the UN OCHA or UNRWA. And bilaterally, we will also plan for the Palestinians to provide them the capacity building programs, economic development program, and also collaborative.
Hello, welcome back to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, which introduces Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in Indonesian language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education, Culture, Research, and Technology. Today's topic is
Titik Nol Nusantara. Titik Nol Nusantara,
which means Nusantara Point Zero. You will listen to a monologue about
Suhu Udara,
which means temperature. The monologue is by Chris, a vlogger from Australia, on his trip in Palangkaraya, Central Kalimantan. Chris was describing the environment around the point zero of Nusantara capital city in North Penajam Pasar, In his vlog, using vocabulary related to temperature.
Saya sudah berada di titik nol Nusantara. Ini adalah pusat ibu kota Indonesia yang baru. Saat ini siang hari, panas sekali. Sekarang suhu udara di sini 34 derajat Celsius.
After listening to the conversations, I will introduce you to some vocabulary and expressions related to today's topic.
Suhu udara. Suhu udara.
Which means temperature. I will say it 2 times slowly and please repeat after me.
Sekarang. Sekarang.
Which means now.
Suhu udara. Ulang. Suhu udara. Suhu udara.
Which means temperature.
Di sini. Di sini.
Which means here.
34 derajat Celsius. 34 derajat Celsius.
Which means 34 degrees Celsius.
Sekarang suhu udara di sini 34 derajat Celsius. Sekarang suhu udara di sini 34 derajat Celsius.
Which means now the temperature here is 34 degrees Celsius.
Saya.
Which means I.
Titik nol Nusantara. Titik nol Nusantara.
Which means Nusantara 0.0.
Pusat.
Which means center.
Ibu kota negara.
Which means capital city.
Saat ini.
Which means now.
Siang hari.
Which means noon.
Panas sekali.
Which means very hot. Lanjut musik. In this monologue, you will listen to the expressions.
Sekarang suhu udara di sini 34 derajat Celsius. Sekarang suhu udara di sini 34 derajat Celsius.
Which means now the temperature here is 34 degrees Celsius. There is an expression.
Suhu udara.
Which means temperature. The expressions.
Suhu udara.
Which means temperature. In the expression was used by Chris to describe the conditions in the surrounding environment to the audience of his vlog by using vocabulary related to weather. Here are other examples. Let's listen to some other examples of describing environment.
Hujan.
Which means rain.
Di kota saya, hujan turun setiap hari. Di kota saya, hujan turun setiap hari.
Which means in my city, rain falls every day.
Mendung.
Which means cloudy.
Langit Balikpapan pagi ini mendung.
Which means the sky of Balikpapan is cloudy this morning. For your information, Celsius is used to measure temperature in Indonesia. Besides Celsius, Indonesia uses a metric system for measurement like meter and gram.
Saya sudah berada di titik nol Nusantara. Ini adalah pusat ibu kota Indonesia yang baru. Saat ini siang hari, panas sekali. Sekarang suhu udara di sini 34 derajat Celsius.
Listeners, that was Lab Speak Bahasa Indonesia for today about
Suhu udara.
Which means temperature. We hope today's edition will be useful for you who want to know more about the Indonesian language. I'm Daniel and my colleague
Ranov.
Goodbye.
Sampai jumpa.
Voice of Indonesia.
jantungku denyutkan namamu, darahku mengalir deras denganmu, ragaku terkuras. Belajarlah untuk cinta, dicinta banyak anugerah, jangan bekukan hati. Walau cinta misteri, jantungku denyutkan namamu, darahku mengalir deras denganmu, ragaku terkuras. Belajarlah untuk cinta, dicinta banyak anugerah, jangan bekukan hati. Walau cinta misteri, cinta misteri. Belajarlah untuk cinta, dicinta banyak anugerah, jangan bekukan hati. Walau cinta misteri, belajarlah untuk cinta.
Voice of Indonesia.
Rasa di hatimu,
akan lupakan hasratku. Tak lagi untuk saling bercinta. Sudah sampai di sana rasa jihadmu. Sudah lupakan hasratku. Tak lagi untuk saling bercinta. Sudah sampai di sana.
Of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voice.id and RRE Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Aku jadi suka padamu. Tiap kali kau bermanja, gemetar rasa di dada. Ingin ku bisikkan cinta, tapi hati ini malu jarinya. Engkau masih ada